The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show on a Friday. Woo-hoo! I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hi, Chidi.
Good morning.
Chidi was stuck in traffic. Traffic is like really heavy this morning. I noticed. What's the deal?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Just is.
Good morning, JV Show. Early talk back here. This is Tiffany from Clayton. Wishing everybody a happy Friday. Wanted to squeeze in a quick little shout out to Jeff Leonard, my brother-in-law. He's turning 50 this weekend. He is a firefighter in Hayward. But we're going to take the party up to Sutter Creek where he lives and go to a brewery. That's a hard word to say. Okay, bye.
All right. First of all, happy birthday to your brother-in-law. Yes.
Who gives a fart?
And secondly, just say brewery.
Brewery. Brewery.
I don't know. She might have whiffed on that one. It is a tough word to say.
Brewery.
Brewery.
Why are you saying it weird, too?
Am I saying it weird? Brewery? Yeah.
Oh, no. That's better.
Brewery.
Yeah.
Brewery.
Brewery.
Oh, no. Chidi's entered the chat. It's not going well. Wow.
Graham?
Brewery.
Brewery.
Wait, it sounds weird when you say it, too.
Brewery.
Much better.
That's what I said.
Much better.
Yeah.
All right. We love having Chidi in here on Fridays. It's when she... she tweets a lot during the week. But Fridays, Graham does a dramatic reading here on the JV Show.
New iPhones are low-key ugly, but I think I'm going to have to get one. Time for an upgrade.
Which one do you have right now?
I have the 13.
Same.
Whoa, oh, my so God. So
pessimistic. 13.
How
old?
Oh, my God. Does it even let you text on there?
Barely.
Oh, my God. Does it flip open?
No.
Oh, geez. That is old school. How do you make it through your day?
I don't know.
Everyone is saying the new ones are kind of ugly.
They are. The
way they have the camera on the back.
What's so different about it?
It's because it's much bigger. The area.
Yeah, it's like on a, it's like a separate thing that they put the cameras on.
And that really like bugs you on your day to day, like, oh, wow. Yeah. When you're holding your phone, like, oh my God, if only the camera was better looking on the back.
When you do a mirror selfie, people are going to see that.
Exactly. Yeah,
but isn't that the flex? Like you do the mirror selfie and they instantly know, oh, got the newest iPhone.
I mean, in a way, but you don't want it to be ugly.
Right. And
I don't
now,
like the design.
Now that the new one's out, I can never do a mirror selfie because everyone's going to know I have the old one.
I know.
Oh, good point.
But not everyone is going to be switching. Chidi, you are going to get the new one, though?
I don't know. I'm still debating on it. It's so ugly, but, you know, my camera quality is going bad.
It's like you can
right
still
now.
Upgrade, but not get the 17.
Yeah, I know.
There's
I'm still thinking about it.
You're so far behind. There's so many other options.
Yeah. 14.
Yeah, I can get the 14.
15, 16.
Yeah, different versions within
those.
16
Pro, 16 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Choices, yeah.
I just love gloomy weather. OMG. You in your fall feels, Chidi?
Yes.
Did you get a pumpkin spice latte?
I did not.
Oh.
Wow, so you're not really.
Yeah,
no,
you're
but I wasn't. I'm not a fan of pumpkin spice lattes. What? So I don't usually get that. But I'm a fan of fall season.
You got your fall candles out. You started putting pumpkins on your front porch.
I almost did. I haven't yet, but
you know it's gonna be like in the 90s next week.
Yeah,
right?
It's gonna be roasting hot.
I'm going back to summer.
Sad.
Yeah, summer's coming. Summer's little taste of fall.
Yeah,
right back to summer.
Yes.
Then I think fall will be here before we know it again. Like this summer never summered, so we're not gonna get some.
What if
it's
gonna
get hot next week? But I don't think we're getting.
What if we just don't get fall until like December?
Don't say that.
No, that's not gonna happen.
Okay.
Kate already put out her fall candle. It's official. It's a thing. OMG, y'all. I have this app that restricts my social media access, and wow, I truly am addicted to social media. Anyways, it lets me have 10 minutes to go on social media, and I just needed to say this.
Whoa! Wait, Chidi, I'm impressed that you are, like, actively trying to do better.
Wait, what's this app called, first of all?
It's called Opal.
Opal.
Yes. Ah. And then you sign in and then it restricts your access for like 8 to 10 hours. Obviously you can change it, but it lets you have like 2 1 to 15 minute breaks like twice
and
a day.
What do you have it set at?
I have it set up from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
What?
So from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I can't go on X, Instagram, or
at
TikTok
all? Or just for those little 15 minute
Well, I try not to use the brakes, but on that time I had to because I was like, I'm so bored.
Wait, and you're actually like, you've been doing good with it? Wow, I'm impressed.
But once it hit 7 o'clock at night, are you just up all night on social media?
Yeah, so I did it from 7 to 10, so there's like 3 hours, but I usually go to bed.
So you got 3 hours of social media time in, is what you're saying, as opposed to 9 hours.
Yeah.
Which is what you were at before.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, that's a great, I kind of think, it's crazy that we need an app. Yeah. We need another app to get us off of other apps. Like, that's weird to me. Like, you could just, I don't know, there seems to be a better way, like, just straight willpower. But I like the idea. I think I'm going to download the same thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, why? I feel like you don't spend a lot of time scrolling, though.
But I spend more than I want to. Do you know what I mean? And life is just passing you by. Your kids are getting older. No. They're doing stuff. You're just, life is just going by and everybody is just staring at their phone. It's stupid.
When I logged in, it said that I was going to spend 40 years looking at my phone if I continued the way that I was going.
Oh my God.
This is exactly what I brought up the other week, because if it was like, if you spend, you know, a couple hours on your phone every single day, which all of us probably do, at the end of your life, that amounted to 8 or 10 years. But if you're someone that's spending three times that, you're going to be spending 20 years, 30
insane.
Years just looking at this little screen in your hand and just not living life.
What are you doing with all your free time?
Actually, I was very productive. I did my laundry. I went on a walk. I journaled.
I love this,
so much free time.
I hope that you can stick with it with or without the help of this app or whatever. I applaud you. I think everybody needs to do this. I think so, too. I think all the events and stuff that we're seeing and the division in this country is just completely sowed by social media companies, because their job is to keep you on that app. And the way they keep you on that app is feeding you content that either gets you mad or whatever. It makes you want to argue with people. It's the downfall of society.
I'm just telling you, it is. So addicting.
So I applaud that there's an app to get you all, to limit your time on the apps.
I spent like 2 hours yesterday watching conspiracy videos.
Oh, I know, and that's the garbage that is tearing this country apart.
We
got to do better.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, so big news. Trump announced this morning that he believes with a high degree of certainty that the Charlie Kirk shooter has been apprehended. He says he was turned in with the help of a minister and a member of the U.S. Marshals. And get this, the minister is actually the suspect's dad, who saw the pictures released by the FBI and was like, oh my God, that looks a lot like my kid. And then he called the FBI.
Whoa.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Season on the line for the San Francisco Giants and our most hated rivals coming to town. The Giants begin a 3-game series at Oracle Park tonight against the Dodgers. With yet another Mets loss, the Mets have lost 6 in a row, by the way. The Giants find themselves just 1.5 games back for the final wild card playoff spot. They're also just 16 games left in the season, so this is a monster series. First pitch tonight is at 7:15.
Woo! The weather is warming up again, you guys. Temperatures will be much warmer today with highs in the mid-70s to low 80s. That will remain pretty consistent throughout the weekend before getting even warmer next week.
Hey, Taurus besties!
Hey!
So your day's an 8 out of 10. You might notice some shifts around you, but don't stress. Your calm vibes keep everything steady. Focus on one thing at a time. Keep it simple and enjoy the little things.
Oh, nice. Oh, the little dinky things. Enjoy them.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so I'm on JV Morning Show. That's our Instagram page. We have some twerking meat.
Yeah.
I have not fully watched it yet. Do you want to explain what this is?
Yeah, so a butcher shop in Texas posted this video of them slicing up some of their smoked Wagyu beef brisket. And while they are slicing it, the meat just starts twerking it. Along with their post, they said, another day, another brisket, shaking its thing for us. We love when they wave back. No AI used in the making of this video. Again, if you want to see it, it's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. A lot of people in the comments utterly disgusted by this,
because
it seems like the meat is still alive and like shaking or something, and or twerking, whatever, however you would like to interpret it. A lot of people say this is the reason that they are now vegan.
Is it
or
like
vegetarian.
The muscle spasming, like we've seen that before in certain cuts?
Now that is, yeah, we've seen that, and that part grosses me out. A lot of people, and pointing to the fact that what they're using to slice that brisket is an electric knife. Mm. And so it's likely the
vibe. Did you just moan, Chidi?
No, I said,
Oh, it sounded like you moaned. Oh. Like, electric knife. Oh,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Just gets my
loins ablaze.
The buzzing of it just, oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Reminds me of something else.
Yeah. They say that the vibration from that is
vibration. Chidi, relax.
Shaking.
Chidi, relax.
Because Wagyu beef is very, very tender and soft.
It
and
looks so
has
gross.
High fat content, so it's moving and jiggling. Would you guys try some of this smoked brisket, Wagyu brisket, after you saw it twerking for the butcher?
No.
Before, why not?
Before the twerk sesh, yes.
So if it wasn't at all wiggling.
Because now it does look alive and it's grossing me out.
Yeah, but what if it's the knife shaking it?
I know, but it's still... I can't unsee what I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Jess? The point. It's going to be a no for me.
What are you getting? It's Wagyu beef. Like, that's probably the best smoked brisket you'll ever have in your life.
Maybe I'd try it if it was already cut up.
No,
you didn't see the twerking.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about he buzzes you a slice and you watch it twerk and then he picks up that slice post twerking and hands it to you. You're not going
to
put that meat in your
tip
mouth?
It?
Oh, that's a good point.
Throw a few dollar bills on the ground. Oh, would be nice. Chidi, will you try the Wagyu smoked brisket?
No.
What? This is probably
it's the
best
twerking.
Brisket you've
it's
ever
the
had.
You guys have to go see this video. It's going to gross you out, but it's a must-see.
Made me hungry.
JV Morning Show on our Instagram.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So I started watching the Charlie Sheen documentary on Netflix. It's called AKA Charlie Sheen. What is your guys' interest level in this, by the way?
Might watch it, might not.
Yeah, more than my interest level is like slightly peaked. It's up, you know. I'm curious because I know there's going to be just some outlandish stuff in it.
Right, and that's why I would recommend it to anybody. I'm someone, and I'm only 26 and a half, so like I didn't know a lot of the stuff that Charlie had gone through, you know, in the public eye and privately. But they go over everything, which I really appreciate. And it starts out really wholesome, you know, talking about his childhood. You know, his dad's a famous actor, Martin Sheen, if you don't know. By the way, he and his brother, Emilio Estevez, refused to take part in this documentary.
Oh.
So they're not in
with
it.
With the dad and the brother?
Yes.
Yeah, they've always had kind of strained family relationships.
Right.
That's always, there's always been a lot to unpack.
But it starts out wholesome. You know, they give the kids a camera and they start, you know, acting at home and like making, you know, quote unquote movies and stuff like that. They talk about how for a month, Charlie Sheen's parents decided to be nudist and they would just walk around naked.
Really?
Ooh, gross. Yeah. So he was like forced to see his parents naked for like a month of his life.
That'd be a tough adjustment.
I know. One of his big breaks was getting the lead role in Karate Kid.
Really?
But his dad made him turn it down because he had already had like a prior obligation to.
I was gonna say
to
I don't remember
project.
Him. Karate
yeah,
Kid.
Yeah,
he, that was him.
He wasn't in it. So you know Cobra Kai, how big that is now. Like that could have been Charlie Sheen at the center of it had he done that movie, but he had to turn it down.
Right, but Cobra Kai paled in comparison to the fortune he amassed from Two and a Half Men or whatever.
Right, that's a good point. He said that he was very salty about it at the beginning, but things kind of, every time he, you know, he turned something down and closed one door, there was another opportunity just waiting for him. Now to some of the craziness, like I didn't know about, and Graham, you might know this, I didn't know about the circle of close friends that he grew up with, and like they all ended up being celebrities too. Like he and Sean Penn grew up together, their childhood friends. He's in this documentary talking about his time with Charlie. In the 90s, his family staged this intervention and like Rob Lowe was there. And then at the end of the meeting, he gets a call from Clint Eastwood. I'm like, what kind of life is this? Where Clint Eastwood is just calling you on the phone.
Hollywood kids.
Yeah. Like, he's in his 20s at this time. Like, what a crazy life. And then, obviously, Charlie goes to rehab. He's sober for a little bit. He relapses. He did so much cocaine after he, like, relapsed that they get into, like, how that affected his work when he's on movie sets. He was filming this movie called Free Money. Look, I'm only 26 and a half, never heard his thing. But I'm, like, glued to my TV as Charlie's talking about his experience. He did so much of, you know, this certain drug that he goes on a bender, he shows up to set, and he cannot even stay awake because he was already up for so long. He's filming, and his eyes are literally closing to where the director is like, you look like you're falling asleep. And Charlie's like, you know what? Give me a glass of ice cubes. And he's like, okay, gives him a glass of ice cubes. And Charlie's like, I'll be right back. It goes to the bathroom. He puts one of those things in his, what?
Where? No. His pocket?
No.
His armpit?
No. He puts one of those things in, you all can imagine where. I know you don't want to, but I know you are now. And he said, I was wide awake after that. Went back and finished the scene.
How did he know to do that?
He said, I've never done this before. It just popped into my head.
You guys don't, you think I come in here and have a whole bunch of energy when I get here at 4 o'clock in the morning every day? That's why do you think I go to the kitchen right before the show starts? Like, how else am I supposed to be awake and all peppy at this hour of the morning?
Bro, so like not only that, he was doing a different movie, Money Talks. Uh-huh. By the way, Chris Tucker, I think this is the movie he did with Chris Tucker. Chris mm-hmm. Tucker's in the documentary talking about, there's like all these other big name celebrities in this documentary. Mm. While he was filming this one, he got an 18-hour nosebleed.
Oh!
From all the drugs he did.
How do you have any blood left after 18 hours of bleeding?
He said it happened when he was actually on set on camera, and he like...
The director's like, it looks like you're bleeding, and you're falling asleep and bleeding from your nose profusely.
He's like, I'll be right back.
He took the director to the side and was like, hey, can we just get rid of that clip like forever? And the director agreed, and like that's why it never saw the light of day.
Wow.
What a time when they were shooting on like actual film and stuff.
Yeah, it wasn't in the cloud automatically and then it leaked.
Right.
They got into, Charlie's time where he would spend a ton of money on prostitutes.
Oh.
And to save him from going to jail for pandering because he would pay for his friends, ladies as mm-hmm. well. Well,
that's very generous.
He decided to, he snitched. He felt like he had no choice. He snitched on the ladies, madame. She ends up going to prison, and they have her in the documentary calling him a P-word, B-word.
Wow, snitches get stitches.
The documentary is crazy. Like, he has the craziest stories. The first time he tried crack, he talks about that and who he was with, and that girl ended up passing away from, like, an overdose.
He's one of those guys that, like,
crazy
drug addiction is very scary. You're shocked that he survived, that he lived the life that he did and is still alive. Because most of those celebrities and artists and musicians and stuff that were down that same path are no longer with us, mm-hmm. sadly.
Right.
Like, he's one of those people that, like, dude, you just can't kill this guy. Like,
and he also acknowledges that the reason why it got as far as it did is because he was a celebrity. There were no consequences for him.
Right.
Yeah.
He got special treatment everywhere he went. One of the times he was in rehab and he wanted to go to like this bikini contest thing with his friends that they already had planned because they were going to be judges, but like his family had just dropped him off at the rehab center. He literally like left. He told the lady at the front, he's like, hey, I have to do this thing. I'll be back though. If I'm not here, I'll give you $1 million. And she's like, sure, go ahead. And just let him walk out of rehab.
I would let him too for $1 million.
He actually did go back. Oh, and so she was disappointed. Hey. She didn't get the mill.
I'm like, you're leaving for a bikini contest? Can I come with you? Let someone else watch the front desk. Great.
And that's just the first episode. There's still a whole other second part that I have.
Okay, my interest level.
I have to watch. You have to start watching it. All right. Coming up inside today's Hot is Trending, Benson Boone has split with his longtime girlfriend. Going to give you those details.
He had a longtime girlfriend?
Yeah.
Had no idea.
Me either. I just found this out last night.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Friday, and it's time to chug. Chug, 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 chug. Have a good weekend.
Why do you have to remind us about that?
Buddy, chug morning. 8:20 this morning. Maybe somebody here on the JV Show will be chugging.
Yeah, it's
maybe.
Always me. It's been me for like the past 3 months.
Oh, and I got a new featured item for the wheel.
Oh, no!
It's a good one.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, Benson Boone and his girlfriend have broken up. Did you guys
know
Benson Boone was in a relationship?
No, I didn't, but my 6-year-old daughter is going to be heartbroken. Well, maybe no, but this is good news now that he's going to be single.
Is she in love with Benson Boone?
Selena, I spend virtually every afternoon while I'm prepping for the next day's show with her transcribing Benson Boone's song lyrics.
That's right. You did tell us about that.
We posted one of them and her holding up the lyrics as she's written them down. And I play a sentence, a line of the song. And then she furiously writes it down and asks me how to spell the different words and the things. And every single day, it's a different Benson Boone song we do it to.
Let her know that Benson Boone and Maggie Thurman are done.
Yes. She's going to be ecstatic.
They're dating for 3 years, and fans just noticed that they have unfollowed each other on social media, which we all know means the death of a relationship. We have a picture of them up at JB Morning Show. Is it just me? By the way, it's on our Instagram story. Is it just me, or do they look exactly the same? Like, she is the female version of Benson Boone.
Benson Boone was dating himself this entire time?
I swear, that's the first thing I thought of. I don't know if it's just me. Like, do you guys see it too?
Yes.
I think if she had a mustache.
They look the same,
if
right?
If she had a mustache, she's him without the mustache. Yes.
That's hilarious.
Whoa. There are a lot of couples out there like that, where you're like, you guys
look like
siblings.
Twins. Yeah. 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 All right, for anyone wondering how Neo and his four girlfriends are doing, they're thriving, apparently. They were spotted out in L.A., where he took them on a Skims shopping spree. Mm. They were seen walking around, filling their bags up, got whatever they wanted, and afterwards he treated them to dinner and cocktails.
Oh.
Which actually sounds like a nice yeah. day, if I'm being honest. It's been a while. Remember how for a while all we heard about was Neo and his four girlfriends? They kind of went away for a minute. Yep. I thought they had like broken up, but they're back. I did see a recent interview where he described how each one of them is different and what they contribute to the relationship. So he has one that's the responsible one. Mm-hmm. If he forgets something at the house, chances are she's got it. She remembered it. She's responsible. Then there's the artistic one. This one was she was his backup dancer.
Okay.
She's the artsy one. There's the ride or die. If he were to get into an altercation or a fight with somebody, she would jump in.
Send in that
back.
One.
And then there's the funny one that they just have fun and laugh just all day long.
Wow. The silly one. Yeah. Yeah. That's great. It sounds exhausting, but good for him.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the biggest headline this morning. Just have to touch on this really quick, is the FBI Utah law enforcement have a suspect in custody for the killing of Charlie Kirk. That suspect was reportedly turned in by his own father, and some sources have identified him as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah. They're holding a press conference, I believe, at this very moment, so we're likely going to be getting a bunch more information soon. All right, move over, meet Carnival, because there's now an equally indulgent event in the Bay Area, but this one is for cake lovers. It's called Cake Picnic. It's going to be October 19th on Treasure Island. And this is not the first cake picnic. There have been others, and they have been growing exponentially with each one. The last one was in March here in the city, and over 1,400 people attended that one. Now, look, the rules of Cake Picnic are simple. First rule, we don't talk about Cake Picnic. But second rule, no cake, no entry. This is for people to bake their own cake. Showcase your cake-making abilities. You bring a cake, and then you get to try a slice of whoever else's cake is there. It's one giant cake swap, you guys. Are you here for Cake Picnic?
Not doing that.
What? Why not?
I'm not a great baker. I wouldn't be allowed entry. But I don't know. I just... You don't ever know how somebody else prepares their food and what their kitchen looks like and the cleanliness of it. Yeah,
that is a good point.
Do they wash their
hands? I like how we go to a restaurant and let a stranger make you something in a rodent and cockroach infested kitchen, which they are. The Bay Area is notorious.
I don't know. I just feel better about that.
That's fine. Yeah. But somebody out there, squeaky clean home, and their nice oven bakes you a cake that reached 375 degrees and killed whatever possible bacteria, and then they bring it and want to share a slice of cake with you, and you snub your nose up at it. Like, I don't know how this was prepared.
I'm not eating that.
Jess, cake
picnic?
It sounds
fun. You know why it sounds fun?
All right,
it looks awesome. You see the table set up with like just thousands of cakes out on them? It is actually pretty cool. And this one, again, October 19th, Treasure Island. It's at the reopening of a bunch of the waterfront park there. And it reopens this Saturday. So it's going to be at a brand new park on Treasure Island. Views of the city. It actually does look super cool. I just can't. That's a lot of sugar.
But also, technically, they don't have a way of proving that, like, you made the cake at home, right? So you could just show up with a cake from Safeway.
That is true.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, no cake, no entry. You have to bring a cake.
All right. Next on the JV Show, it's your chance to win a Chug Mug. We're kicking off What the Bleep in just a few minutes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, guys, this is What the Bleep. You have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, we are going to be sending you a JV Show Chug Mug.
Chug Mug. It just seems like, you know, we had Disneyland tickets. Everyone was even talking before. Now it's just a measly Chug Mug.
Hey, put some respect. Yeah. In our chug mugs.
Just feeling like down, you know, because I'm looking at all the talkbacks. I just wish I could give Disneyland tickets to everybody.
Thank you
to everybody that entered. We can only select one randomly, I should say, select one of those talkbacks and just, you know, kind of makes my heart hurt a little bit. I appreciate everybody that entered. I wish I could. If I won the lottery, everybody would get Disneyland tickets.
Yes, even us.
Well, like, it'd have to be a big lottery jackpot because, like, dude, you know, I can't give away all my money.
You got to profit.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, we are going to play that winning Disney talkback 8:50, so make sure you are here if you left one. But now back to What the Bleep. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep.
I don't mind having dirty sometimes, but my husband, not his thing. It's got to be squeaky clean.
Oh.
Yeah, you should wash that.
Yeah.
For, you know, smell concerns. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Keep in mind, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG, please.
Thank you.
Leave those guesses on the talkback, Mike. Leave us your name and your city. We want to be able to shout you out loud and clear when you win, but only the first correct answer of the morning is going to get that JV Show chug mug.
So get those guesses in now. Yep. We're going to play some of those first talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out at the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Cheating.
And this is What the Bleep, where you could win a JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Now, here is today's clip in case you are just tuning in. I don't mind having dirty sometimes, but my husband, not his thing. It's got to be squeaky clean. All right, let's go to the talkback, see if anyone got the word correct.
What's good, JV Show? It's Cassie, a.k.a. Ms. B. Second talkback. Okay, my guess is socks. Can't stand dirty socks. Happy Friday.
Oh, but you think I don't? You think I like dirty socks? Like, hold on. No.
Of all the, in the hierarchy of clothes that you could give a second wear without washing, where is socks in there?
Close to last. Second to last.
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
underwear first.
Underwear,
obviously.
Underwear is the most just like icky feeling thing to rewear. But then socks have to be. They're almost tied. They're almost tied. Putting socks back on. Ooh. Oh, lows to the low. Ew. Jeans, t-shirts. I don't care.
Sure.
Sweatshirts.
Why not?
Who cares?
Good morning, JV Show. This is Erica calling from Fresno. Yes, you're number one. JV Show's number one in Fresno. I think the bleep out word today is glasses.
Yeah,
that was a pretty popular guest this morning. Glasses or sunglasses. And thank you so much for leaving that talk back. JV Show, I confirmed, is number one in Fresno.
Yes!
Go Bulldogs!
Good morning, JV Show. This is Claudia calling from San Ramon. And my guess for the bleeped out word are dishes. Have a great day.
Dishes.
Super popular guest.
Are you
going
to believe this? I don't like eating off dirty dishes.
You don't?
Believe it or not, no. Mine also have to be squeaky clean.
Okay, good.
I've done it.
Who would want that?
Well, I mean, I've told you the story how I always let my dog lick, Hambone always licks my plate. And
Graham,
I mean, she does a great job. I always put the plate on the ground and she licks the plate. Why? You can't say no to a cute golden retriever just waiting for one little lick of whatever dinner you had. She wants to try it too. And who am I to say no? And so I always put the plate on the ground and then.
No, you don't. You're lying. Are you being serious?
Yes. Oh, of course. No, 100%. I always let her lick the plate.
Well, never eating at Graham's house.
Yeah. it goes to a dishwasher and gets sterilized at like a gazillion degrees. It's fine. But one time my wife's like, hey, we have one more like, you know, piece of lasagna or whatever it is. Does anyone want it? And I was like, yeah, why not? And I had put my plate back on the table, not remembering that she had already licked it. And I ate off it after that.
Oh, that is so disgusting.
It's a dog. It's my dog. Who cares?
That gives me the vibe that you make out with your dog.
He does. Yeah.
I kiss her on the mouth sometimes, but I don't like, she doesn't ever tongue me.
God.
disappointed.
All right. I know.
We're getting sidetracked.
This is Owen and Jessica from Gilroy. We think the bleeped out word is shoes.
Shoes.
There it is. All right, here's today's clip unbleeped. I don't mind having dirty shoes sometimes, but my husband, not his thing. It's got to be squeaky clean. He's one of those people where it's like before we go anywhere, he's like wiping down his shoes and like cleaning them off. And I'm like, can we just go to McDonald's? Like we're just going to McDonald's or wherever we're going. Like,
oh, he would hate me. I don't ever clean my shoes. I looked down at my gym shoes yesterday. I'm like, what am I doing? This is embarrassing. They're not even that old of shoes and they look just destroyed. All right, let's give some shout outs real quick here. Let's give some shout outs first and foremost, Owen and Jessica and Gilroy. What's up, guys? What's up? Brand new JV Show chug mug coming your way. I think they might have stacked up two chug mugs. Now, I think they might each have their own chug mug. Maybe more. Maybe they have an entire cabinet full of them. I don't know. They're very good at this game. All right, shout out to them. A lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Andrew and Hayward had it. What's up, Andrew? What's up?
What's up?
Kevin and San Bruno got it. So did Yvette in Pittsburgh. Joanna and Manteca. Eddie in Pittsburgh. James in Clovis got it. So did our buddy Charles in San Jose. Fonzo in Fremont. What's up, Fonzo? What's up?
What's up?
Raina in Pittsburgh had it. So did our buddy Jessica in Fremont. Mm-hmm. Garfield in Hercules had it. So did Ryan in Hayward. Monse in San Jose had it. So did Julian in San Leandro. Anybody I'm missing, Jess?
I think that was all.
Lot of people left talkbacks this morning. Thank you so much for playing. Cars, rims, underwear were the other three top answers.
Karen in San Jose.
Karen in San Jose. What's up, Karen? What's up? She had the correct answer. Not fast enough. quick question, because a lot of people guess rims. You got any rims on any of your cars, Selena?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Do you?
No, of course not.
Okay, no. Mine just came with the car.
Got it.
Yeah. Mine too.
The old stock.
Yeah, very scratched up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Chris.
Oh, my God. Okay, no big deal or anything, but this is the last four pack of Disney tickets that we have for the week, and it's all on you.
Oh, my God.
We're giving out the other four pack at 8:50 for people that left to talk back between 6 and 7, but that's getting into some semantics there. This is the last one that we're delivering right now.
Right this now, right this
in the
instance.
Yep, nope game.
So no pressure, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Right, so I'm sure you know how this works. The Yep, Nope game, we are going to ask you four random trivia questions. You got to be the first person to guess today's top word.
Nope, different game.
We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Got to get three correct. If you can do that, you're allowed to miss one. But if you do that, the tickets are yours. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's question number one, Chris. Bucatini, pappardelle, and fusilli are all different types of what?
Oh, my gosh.
The bucatini, the pappardelle, the fusilli.
That was a big hint right there.
I don't know. The recipe pasta?
Did you say pasta?
What'd you say?
He said it. I heard.
Oh. Yep. I heard like part of pasta and then something for pasta.
I didn't hear anything. I don't know what you said.
Well, whatever. It's
okay.
Pasta.
I said pasta.
All right.
Yeah, see? Yes. He agrees. He said it. All right. Question number two. What NBA team plays their home games at Madison Square Garden?
The Knicks.
Yep.
That's there right. There it is. There we go.
One of the most iconic basketball venues, of course.
Chris, you only need one more correct and you win these Disney tickets. Here's question number three. In the movie Moana, what is the name of the demigod played by The Rock that Moana sets sail to find?
Maui.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Woo!
Yeah.
Nicely done. 3 out of 4. Last question just for funsies, but you have already won these Disney tickets. Question number four.
Great.
What gas is produced during the photosynthesis process in plants?
Oh. I don't know. The carbon? I don't know.
Nope. Oxygen. You know, plants take in CO2 and they expel oxygen.
But helps who cares? Our
ears. Yeah. You don't need that question. Who cares about science?
Yep, you just got 4 2-day, 1 party per day Disneyland Resort tickets.
Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome, Chris. Have an amazing weekend. Congratulations. Hang on for that winning.
Good morning, Graham and Selena. My name is Elias. I want to wish my brother Ishmael happy birthday. He's 12. By the way, Messi is the GOAT. What?
Who gives a fart? Okay, happy birthday to Ishmael. Happy 12th birthday there. Was he reading a script and then dad was like, can you throw in a mention about Messi?
Maybe. Yeah, you went off script and someone's like, what are you talking about? What are you doing?
Did I just read that? Yeah, Messi is the GOAT. All right, I got some DMs here. I got one that says, hello, Graham. Want to send a birthday shout out to my boy, Elijah, who is turning 5 today. He gives the best hugs, sweetest kisses, and his endless love is unmatched. Can't wait to celebrate you all weekend long. Love you so much, Mommy, Daddy, Baby, Sophie, and Benji. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fuck?
Another one here, Graham. We want to wish our F1 obsessed guy a happy 7th birthday on Friday. He listens to the JV show every day, and all he wants to hear is a...
Who gives a fart?
On his birthday. Love mom, dad, and Mila. I've messaged this person back because I think they forgot to include his name there.
Oh, no.
So if you're an F1 obsessed 7-year-old, happy birthday today. And thank you for listening to the JV show. All right. What's happening, Graham? We wanted to give a birthday shout out to my beautiful baby girl, Naya, who turns 14 today. Despite having to remind you endlessly to do the dishes, we're still proud of you and love you. Love mom, dad, and Lil Riri.
Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday.
Hi, mommy and daddy sliding through your DMs. All right. Welcome in. Couples thing. We wanted to wish our beautiful, sweet Addie Max a happy 16th birthday. Cue the celebration music. We can't wait to celebrate you at your big party on Saturday. Woo-hoo. We wish you the best year yet and forever blessed with your kind heart, drive, leadership, and smarts. We love you. Go Vintage Crushers cheerleaders. You take that back. It's all about Napa High. Jason and Amanda, a.k.a. Daddy and Mommy. All right. Happy birthday, Addie Max.
Who gives a fart?
We got another DM here. Hello, Zaddy Herbert.
Ew.
Yeah, I like
this. Did you write this yourself?
I didn't, and I like it. I'm using my Ma's IG because I don't have one. Can you wish a happy birthday to my wife, Desiree, from her sons, Arturo, Antonio, Angelo, and Poppy? Can't wait for you to get home so I can, in parentheses, what the bleep, you with... in parentheses, what the bleep, and shower you with gifts. Thanks. Yes. Okay. Happy birthday, Desiree.
Who gives a fart?
I hope your sons aren't doing the thing with the what the bleep there. That's a little weird. Another one here. Good morning, JV Show. Graham, this is my first time sliding into a DM, so I hope I'm doing it right. Yes, you are. Today is my son Ethan Codilla's 16th birthday. If y'all can give him a shout out while we're on our way to school. We listen every morning here from Tracy. Happy 16th birthday, Ethan, Mommy, Daddy, Jacob, and QT. Love you so much. Thank you for everything you do, your mommy, Lynn. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives
Ethan,
a fart?
And that's it.
Oh, that's a lot of birthdays. Happy birthday,
yeah.
Everyone. Woo. Celebrating this weekend. All right, we do have today's hottest trending coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, we have to talk about Hulk Hogan's will because his daughter Brooke has confirmed she is getting nothing, zero, absolutely nothing from him. Earlier this week, news broke that Hulk Hogan named just one person as the beneficiary of his nearly $5 million. And that one person is his son, Nick. So this pretty much aligns with what we've heard up until this point, you know, that Brooke, his daughter, asked to be taken out of his will when they had a falling out a few years ago. And she confirmed this, telling TMZ yesterday, quote, "His decision is no surprise to me. It's what I asked for. I stand by it with no regrets. My dad knows I'm a hard worker and I've been surviving without his money for a long, long time." Good for her. I would be having regrets.
I'd still want just a little piece of dust. Just like, there's probably like you hold out that hope. Like, dad, don't put me in the will. We haven't spoken in a long time. We don't have the best relationship. But you're hoping that like that fatherly love comes through at the end.
He's
and
like no.
His last will, you know, like, wishes are like, you know what? I will leave her something just because, you know, that's my daughter.
Right. He didn't even leave anything to his wife.
Oh, wow. Oh, awkward.
Yeah. Very awkward. I feel like Brooke is very like stubborn. I feel like even if her brother did like, here, I'm going to give you some of this anyways, I feel like she wouldn't even take it.
No.
Right? She gives that kind of vibe. All right. So let's talk about how Olivia Wilde feels about Harry Styles dating Zoe Kravitz. So in case you missed it, Harry and Zoe, they are like the new it couple. I saw a headline that they even went out to lunch with Zoe's dad, Lenny Kravitz.
Oh,
which
okay.
must have been a really like interesting lunch date. So there's new reports about how Olivia Wilde's reaction was when she found out Harry was dating Zoe. In case you need a refresher, Olivia and Harry, they dated a few years back. Remember, she blew up her whole family when she started this relationship with Harry Styles. She was previously with Jason Sudeikis, even have a kid together. And remember, Jason hated that Olivia was giving Harry her special salad. And he like laid out in the driveway.
He crashed out hard.
Yes.
That the salad was going to somebody else.
Yeah. So according to the Daily Mail, Olivia was very surprised, you know, when she heard Harry is dating Zoe. It always feels weird to her when he starts dating a new celebrity. She felt like, why her of all people? Why does he always have to date somebody that she knows? So it's awkward. Like they have a history of like,
that is awkward.
You know, a friendship. Photos of them hanging out together.
Yikes.
That must be awkward. I'm sure it happens all the time in the celebrity world because celebrities only date other celebrities.
And Olivia isn't
rumored to be dating anybody right now?
I think she is, but nobody that I know. Not like someone you would recognize. Huh. But I'm here for Harry and Zoe. I think they're really cute.
JD, you have a look on your face.
No, it's just...
you're not here for it?
No, I'm here for it. They're just like... I was never expecting them to be a couple at all. Like, that was not on my bingo card.
She has an interesting dating history, I'll say that.
Yeah. She does, sorry, I will say, I feel like his look has changed since starting to date her.
Harry's?
He looks a little different. Am I tripping? I think he looks a little bit... He has a little bit more of an edge to him.
Oh. Well, if you're hanging out with Lenny Kravitz, you can't be like, hi, I'm here from One Direction. You got to switch it up.
Yeah, you show up in your sweater vest and your Dockers.
No, it's all leather from now on.
Yeah. Exactly. All leather. Lenny Kravitz sleeps in leather pajamas, I'm pretty sure.
All right, Graham.
He works out, and remember, he posted some workout videos. He works it out in his leather pants. So that's psychopath behavior.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, the biggest headline this morning. FBI and Utah law enforcement have a suspect in custody for the killing of Charlie Kirk. That suspect was reportedly turned in by his dad and then taken into custody last night around 10 p.m. local time in Utah. He's been identified as 22-year-old Tyler Robinson of Utah, and they've released his mugshot this morning. Investigators said they found 4 bullet casings engraved with messages on them near the rifle that they recovered in the wooded area near campus where he fled following that single shot. They believe he acted alone. And again, he has been booked into jail there. I read what the messages were on the bullet casings. They're very, it's bizarre stuff. It's kind of strange. But I don't feel the need to share exactly what was written there. Utah Governor Spencer Cox said that the suspected shooter's roommate told investigators that the alleged gunman, again, Tyler Robinson, had made a joke on Discord about it. That's a messaging a social media platform for other video game players mainly. And he had made some suggestions to somebody that they need to go find the rifle that he left in the bushes wrapped in a towel and some other stuff. So he was sort of speaking about the act in these messages. I don't know. Very, very interesting. But again, suspect in custody, and he was booked into jail late last night.
Wow. Whole thing very crazy. Did you have something else, Graham?
Nope.
Or we can move on. Next in the JV show, life on Mars. Graham, you said there's been some new discoveries.
Scientists are buzzing, you guys. They are literally buzzing.
I also
and sliving.
They're sliving.
And
that's living
lizzing.
And sling. Yeah. What? Oh. What's that one?
Laughing and whizzing. Because they're laughing so hard. They're so excited.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Friday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Chidi.
Hey, guys. So this sucks really bad. Unfortunately, my car is dead. Every morning I get off work and I listen. And this morning I forgot to keep turning on my car because I've been trying to win these Disneyland tickets for my daughter for her birthday so we could finally go this year. But my car is dead, and I don't have a jumper cable box, so this sucks. Now I can't get home. Dang.
Dial back that, because you were all excited. It's Friday.
I know,
everyone's
sorry.
Friday.
You're all hyped up. I had no idea.
And there she is sitting there stranded, and she doesn't have jumper cables. Let's, on the count of three, 1, 2, 3, not it. That's Jess. You have to go give her car a jump. So if you could track her down, find her, and then go give her car a jump.
Leave us another
talkback
and let us know where you are. And maybe someone else listening would be like, hey, I have some cables in my car. Let's pull up.
That's a good idea. But if not, Jess, you do have to go. Those are the rules of 1, 2, 3, not it. So,
in the meantime, I'll look up a YouTube video
on how to do it. Do you even have cables?
Oh, in the meantime, I'll look up when Lowe's opens.
I've got some. I'd be happy to loan them to you to anything to help out a listener.
Oh, yes. Jess is on her way.
Yep.
All right, before we get to a new space discovery, something really exciting. I kept seeing this video yesterday of the reports that I saw kept saying, kid, this has to be either someone, late teenagers, maybe 20, I would say at the oldest.
Okay.
He walks up to some house, I'm assuming is a random house. I'm not really sure. Maybe he lives in the same neighborhood. He rings the doorbell.
Yeah. Morning,
how you doing?
All right.
Is your husband home by any chance?
No.
So he says, is your husband home by any chance? She says, no, he's not.
All right, so basically, I just want to know if you want to like that.
Just wanted to know if you wanted to, like, hook up or something.
Okay. Worth a shot.
Goodbye. Shuts the door in his face and he runs off. Kids are bold these days.
Are you?
What is happening?
That's crazy.
Hey, I think Michael Jordan said you miss 100% of the shots you never take.
A
right?
lot of the comments are something, saying that, but like that, come right? on. Come on. That is so disrespectful.
No, don't do that.
I wish her husband was home.
Yeah.
What if I this think he was knew a setup?
I think he knew husband wasn't home.
That's what I was wondering. Maybe he lives in the neighborhood and like he's been eyeing her.
Yeah.
Don't see the husband's car.
Husband left for work.
Now's
my shot.
That's what I was thinking.
One shot, one opportunity to seize everything
right.
you ever wanted.
At least he went for it, I
yeah.
guess.
Yeah, would you capture it?
He
of course.
Did.
Well, he didn't.
Was it successful?
No. Yeah.
Tried to capture it.
Worth a try.
Yeah. All right, Graham.
All right, you guys. Scientists are buzzing. According to this article, they are, quote, practically bouncing off the walls with excitement over this new discovery. Look, we have the Perseverance rover. It's just been up there rolling around, like hanging out on Mars for some time now, just like looking around at stuff.
Wait, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, a little
it
Perseverance.
Kind of reminds me of like this cute little like Roombas.
Dude, you guys, yeah. I haven't told you. I finally set up my wife's Roomba. Well, it's a shark that I got her for her birthday, like back in April. I finally set it up this week.
Months later?
Well, it took a little time. You know, I've been busy. Anyways, and she keeps bugging me like, hey, are we going to set that up? I'm like, yeah, I'll get to it. And then mm-hmm. I finally got to it. And it really didn't take long. I don't know what I was dragging my feet about. But this little shark, you guys, he's so cute. I just send him off vacuuming at nighttime. We go to bed and he's downstairs just vacuuming all night.
I think those are like the cutest things ever. So when you say like the rover on Mars, that's what I imagine. Like a cute little robot just like wandering aimlessly, yeah. just like hanging out.
You yeah. guys, this guy, he's just tirelessly working all night long while the rest of us are sleeping. I love it. Although I came down this morning and he had wedged himself on the side of Hambone's dog bed. And I looked at my phone on the app and I had an alert that said, help, I'm stuck.
That's so
cute. Can you please help me get back to my dock? And I didn't notice, you know, I put my phone on silent at night, so like I didn't notice that he was stuck there, so he didn't get as much work done as I wanted him to. So after I reprimanded him strongly, then I brought him back to his little dock. Anyways, he's so cute. Anyways, the NASA's rover is up there cruising around Mars, and it just collected a rock sample called Sapphire Canyon. At least that's what the NASA geeks are calling it, and they say it's the clearest evidence yet that there has once been life on Mars. Now, look, it's not like the fossil of some little Martian laying there or some weird creature. There's just a bunch of little tiny, teensy tiny black markings on this rock that they think are fossilized ancient Martian bacteria. They say it looks very similar to what the impressions that would leave a bacteria might leave on rocks that we would discover in like a riverbed, ancient riverbed here on Earth. And it looks just like that. There's a chance. It's just some sort of chemical reaction. We're just seeing the marks of some other chemical process. But they think this is basically definitively proof that there was once life on Mars, albeit teensy tiny microscopic microbes. Are you guys living about this?
Not really.
What? Why not? Life on another planet?
What's living?
You are?
A little bit.
Why?
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean? What does this mean for you?
It means that I can believe that there was life there. And I like believing in things.
That
Graham,
was a great
believe?
Answer.
Oh,
This is science. Of course I believe. Oh. And I do think that there is life out there in the universe. If you've ever studied the scale of the universe and the number of planets and let alone galaxies that are out there, I just don't think it's come to visit us here. I don't think that has happened just because of this sheer improbability of it, but I think that there's of course life out there, and maybe this is showing you that the way that our life here on Earth originated is from somewhere else. The building blocks of life could have arrived from somewhere else,
like we're originally from Mars.
Not from Mars, but it's showing you that, you know, that could have little teeny tiny microbes could have traveled through space on a asteroid or whatever and been delivered not only to Mars, but here, or life just developed there in a similar fashion that developed here.
It is interesting, but I'm not like sliving for this news. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be better if it was like a little like skeleton of a creature laying there on Mars.
When that happens, you let me know.
Yeah. But that hasn't happened. But little tiny bit of bacteria there.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
I think it's
baby steps.
I think it's incredibly
baby
cool
alien steps.
That we are able to have a little robot rover, like you said, a little Mars Roomba cruising around. I mean, we're talking about, you know, that Mars is really far away, and it's sending us back pictures and images of this. I mean, that's incredible in itself.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
It is. It'd be even better if, like, is that rover, like, cleaning up?
Yeah.
The dust, vacuuming up.
I need to hop on my shark app and see what my little shark is up to. Aww. And see if he's just like cruising around the house right now.
He's still cleaning right now.
Well, he's got a lot of vacuuming to make up for because last night he got wedged on the dog bed.
You guys, we have to move forward.
Fine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We just played this video that was going viral yesterday of this kid that rang somebody's doorbell and was like, hey, is your husband home? Oh, no. Well, would you like to hook up? And she was like, ew, no. Slammed the door in his face.
Good morning, JB fam. About that kid, man. Yeah, you guys are right. They are getting bold nowadays. But yeah, wow, that is something else. And this is the reason why some of this kid is getting hurt or shot even. I mean, this gotta stop. And by the way, Graham, it's not Michael Jordan, it's Gretzky. Just letting you know, that says that quote. Anyway, happy Friday. Love you guys.
So I was saying the kid's shooting a shot, and I was like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take or whatever. I knew it was one of the GOATs that said that. Wayne Gretzky's the one that said that.
One of those guys.
Not Jordan, although I feel like they've slapped that on a Jordan poster, maybe.
Yeah, they probably did.
But anyways, yeah. The one thing I thought about when you play that is, yeah, you see all these stories about kids ringing the wrong doorbell and stuff and tragic things mm-hmm. happening.
Ooh. Imagine if the husband was home.
Yeah.
Well, would you say my wife?
He would have changed his story, right?
His script, yeah.
Hey, is your husband home? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I noticed that your lawn needed mowing. You know,
yeah,
like
he would
have been
weekend.
Like, hey, still want to hook up with you.
Okay, I hope not. I don't know.
You never know, though.
Right. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The phone's Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Oh my gosh, this is Heather.
Heather, winner, college 20. Woo-hoo!
Nice job.
Oh my God, so exciting.
Heather, you just won two tickets to check out Ice Cube on September 25th at Oakland Arena. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm taking my daughter to school and we both were cheering in the car.
Nice.
Oh, what's your daughter's name?
Liliana.
Hi, back there. All right, so hopefully you're able to, you know, drive safely and still play our Chug Wheel game. We don't want to cause too much of a distraction. You got your Ice Cube tickets. We're also going to give you a JV Show Chug Mug for playing along with us. So here's how the Chug Wheel game works. We sent Jess out to the streets. She talked to a random person, asked this stranger 8 questions. So we're going to go through each question one by one, and we're going to stop down. And Heather, if you are able to guess what that person on the street said correctly, you get a point. Once you get to 4 points, you win the game. We're drawing names here in studio. One of us is going to be doing some chugging. Graham, what's on the chug wheel this week?
All right, on this morning's chug wheel, we have a Mountain Dew Baja Blast Hard Seltzer. We have onion gravy. Then we have toilet tank water. That is water harvested from the upper tank of my home toilet, the one that I use the most, of course. We have au jus sauce. And then we have this week's featured item, which is cheese water. I don't know if you guys have ever bought fresh, like, burrata or mozzarella cheese. It comes in, like, soaking in water. So cheese water is on the wheel this morning. Then we, of course, have the soup du jour, which is the soup of the day. This week, it's a hearty chicken noodle for fall, of course. And then we have a dealer's choice space. You land on that. You can pick anything on the wheel you'd like to chug.
All right. Heather, are you ready to play?
Cheese water.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready.
Okay. So let's find out who Jess talked to.
Aaron Black, San Francisco.
Aaron out of San Francisco. All right, Heather, listen up. Here's question number one.
Do you think the Giants will make the playoffs?
What do you think she said, yes or no?
I'm going to go with no.
Yes.
Come on, have some faith. Have some positivity. That is one incorrect. Let's go to the next question.
On a scale of 1 to 5, what's your excitement level for the new iPhone 17? 5 being most excited.
Heather, what do you think Aaron said? Scale of 1 to 5, excited about the iPhone.
I'm
going to
go with 3.
1.
1. Ooh, no, it doesn't move the needle at all. Interesting.
I'm with her. All right, next question.
Have you ever had clam chowder in a bread bowl from Fisherman's Wharf?
What do you think she said, yes or no?
Oh, that's a classic. I want to say yes.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. You got a point on the board. 1 point. for Heather.
Around the room quickly. Have all of you guys had that before?
No.
Yes.
What?
Whoa. I don't like clam chowder. What? Why? What?
I don't even like clam chowder or seafood, and I tried it.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, there you go.
Clam chowder. Not want.
Clam chowder is not my number one soup, but that fresh sourdough bowl? Oh, it's so good.
I mean, Selena. I'll eat the bread. I just don't like clam chowder.
Then you eat the bowl later, and it's all soaked in the soup? Ooh. Oh, it's so good.
Gross.
All right, next question.
Who would you least like to be your Uber driver? Britney Spears, Joe Biden, or Justin Bieber?
Heather, who do you think Aaron said she would like to least have as her Uber driver? Britney, Biden, Bieber.
I'm going to go with Britney.
Justin Bieber.
What? Wow. I mean, he has... He's a little crazy sometimes.
Yeah, but he's like the most
sane.
Yeah, that's thank true. You.
The correct. Is he the most sane?
I
don't
say
know.
I think Britney, so.
I think it's a toss up between Biden and Britney there. Biden would be asleep. We'd probably crash. And Britney, I don't think she knows how to drive.
Britney would be dancing with nice.
Yeah.
Graham, how many points does Heather have?
She has 1 and 3 incorrect.
All right, so here's the next question.
Does pineapple go on pizza?
Ooh, good question, Heather. What do you think she said?
No.
No.
The answer is yes.
It actually does.
The correct answer is it most definitely does.
Thank
all
you.
Right, 2 points for Heather. Next question.
Would you rather know how you're going to die or when you're going to die?
What do you think Aaron said, Heather? Know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
When you're going to die.
When?
All right. A flurry of scoring for Heather. Current scoreboard is 3-3 right now with 2 questions remaining. You just have to get one of these final 2 questions correct to get the JV Show Chug Wheel in motion.
Fill in the blank. Hot, spicy, blank.
Heather, what do you think she said?
Hot, spicy, savory.
Delicious.
Oh, incorrect. There we
close.
The top answer on the board was
mouth-watering salsas.
Obviously, mouth-watering salsas. All right, as it always does in the JV Show Chug Wheel game, it comes down to the final question.
When you go to a restaurant, do you automatically tip 20%, or do you vary the amount based on service?
What do you think she said, Heather? Auto tip 20% or move the number based on the service she got?
Oh, man, I'm in customer service, so I'm going to say auto tip.
Based on service.
Yes!
Sweet relief!
Thank God!
Oh, my God!
Happy Friday, everybody!
Oh, my God! You do not know how fast my heart is beating right now.
We are so thankful for you.
Oh,
nice
my
work,
God.
Heather. Nice job. We appreciate you.
Thanks for playing. You got a chug mug. And we don't have to chug. We're happy about that. You got your ice cube tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy Friday to you. Do you have any fun plans for the weekend, by the way?
Oh, man. My son was in for surgery this past week, so we're going to be celebrating that he's going to be coming home.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
That's awesome.
We're sending lots of positive vibes to you guys. Heather, hang on for all your winning.
Oh,
Jess, look, there's like this huge look of relief on your face right now.
Everybody just big, giant exhale.
I kind of wish you would have lost sooner, though, so she didn't have to, like, make us feel like this the whole time.
My blood pressure can't take this.
Yeah, this is not going to be good for our health later on. Like,
no, we
haven't thought this through.
A lot of stress.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is April from beautiful Applegate, and I just wanted to wish y'all a happy Friday.
Woo-hoo!
I'm sure you guys are celebrating because you don't have to use the chug wheel.
Oh, yeah.
Have a wonderful, amazing, fantabulous, great weekend. All right, you guys. Bye.
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 Yeah, the vibes are vibing right now.
Yes.
No chugging.
Best day ever.
We have an update from one of our listeners. She left a talk back a little bit earlier saying that her car battery's dead.
Oh, no.
She's stranded. No way to get home.
Awful morning.
It's me. I just wanted to let you guys know you guys don't have to come anymore. I was able to get a job. So that's good news. So you guys don't have to drive all the way from San Francisco all the way to San Jose. So don't even worry about it anymore. Love the effort. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
She's getting
home. Jess was already 20 minutes into her drive. She's already, I guess we'll tell her to turn around and come back.
You're telling me I already watched a 1-hour video on how to jump a car and now
for nothing.
But well, at least make, you know. Does that make you happy? She says, love the effort. And
you're right.
We did put in a lot of effort because we said 1, 2, 3, not it. And Jess was the last one. And she was going to drive.
She was it.
To go jump her car. Appreciate you.
Can we talk about snitching?
Sure.
Okay. I told you earlier because we were talking about Charlie Sheen's documentary that's out on Netflix now. I've only watched the first part. It's actually really, really good. Really interesting. Really crazy. Highly recommend you guys watch over the weekend. But there is one part where he talks about basically snitching on a madame. He was hiring prostitutes from this woman and they got caught up and he didn't want to go to jail because he was paying for like his friends and they were like, well, that's pandering. You could get 3 to 5 years. And he was like, I don't want to go to jail. I'll tell you whatever you want to know about who's running the operation. Here's all the info you need. She went to prison for 7 years.
Whoa.
And so she's in the documentary talking all this mess about Charlie Sheen and calling him all these names. And he's like, why am I going to go to jail? Like, I don't feel like I did anything, you know, wrong. And she was like, you know, they wouldn't have done anything to him anyways. He's Charlie Sheen. A slap on the wrist. Don't do it again. That's it. She's probably right about that.
Very true.
But would you guys have snitched?
Save my own butt?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Me too.
Yeah.
Same.
Me too.
Because I couldn't make it even if it's just a few years in jail. Like, I just wouldn't survive. Yeah.
Damn prison, you scary.
Hell,
that's
scary.
All I gotta say. I would do anything to avoid almost any length of a prison sentence.
Me
and I don't
too.
Care if it's 1 month. If I got 30 days in actual real prison, not county jail or something, like real prison.
But
are you kidding me?
Does it depend on who you're snitching on?
Nope. Family members, don't care. Kate, my kids, my dog. I will snitch on anyone to avoid prison time. I will make up the snitch
you'd
to actively avoid going to prison.
You'd rather your little girl Quinn go to prison?
She'll have fun. She'll be like listening to Benson Boone in there. They have great Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
She'll be just as happy.
Video calls.
Plus, she's mean. She can handle herself. I'm not mean. I'd get walked all over and then you know what would happen to me.
So,
no thanks.
Yeah. So my husband was filling me in. Are you guys familiar with the Y&W Melly like murder case at all?
What?
A little bit.
So he's a rapper.
A&W root beer and what?
Y&W Melly.
That's what I said.
His career didn't last very long because after a couple songs, he gets arrested for allegedly like murdering like a couple of his friends, right?
Whoa.
And this was 7-8 years ago. They're still working on this case. I have not been following this, but my husband, there was like a major headline this week, so he was kind of filling me in. So this guy allegedly killed two of his friends while in the car with him. He's been in jail ever since. But the guy who was driving the car this week took a plea deal. And so everybody is saying that he is snitching because he's now going to get out in a couple of years in exchange for, you know, answering some of their questions truthfully. Otherwise, he would have been facing multiple life sentences along with the shooter because they were going to like bring him down. Like, you don't want to talk? Okay, well, then we're going to bring you down with this other guy.
Yeah, most people don't realize if you are there and witness to a murder, you can get charged with that
murder.
If you don't go to authorities and snitch on the murder.
So he's talking. He's going to, you know, be out before we know it. And everyone in the comments was like, oh, he's a snitch. He's a rat. Wouldn't you guys snitch too?
Yeah.
And take a plea deal? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want
too.
A life sentence.
Me either.
But you are still a snitch because you snitched. So
call me whatever you want. I'll be on my lounge chair in Puerto Vallarta sipping a, you know, margarita in freedom.
I didn't shoot and kill anybody. Why do I got to go to prison for life?
Right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, bro, I told you not to do that.
I'm telling.
And all over my car, too. Was it his car or was it?
That I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyways, what was the what's the motive that they theorize for this?
They have no idea yet.
So they think interesting.
Yeah, it's a really interesting case. Like I said, I have not been following it, so I don't know all the details. Maybe somebody listening, you probably have, but I thought that was kind of interesting. Like, half the people that were calling a message in the comments, in that same situation, you'd probably do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so, too. I think people do. People talk a big game, but then when it comes to protecting their own neck, they're
like, that's what I was
thinking. Yeah, I think I'd like to be out and free.
And that's why Y&W Melly. Again, who?
He said A&W what?
Yeah, Root Beer, yes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, if you left us a Disney talkback earlier this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, listen up. This is the winning talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. My name is Annalyn, calling from Fairfield, and I was hoping I could win the Disneyland tickets for my family. We listen to you every morning on the way to school. Again, my name is Annalyn Gaviola from Fairfield, California. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, right. Listen up. Annalyn Gaviola from Fairfield. Wait, do we award prizes all the way out to Fairfield?
It's a little outside of our service range.
In the Bay Area.
It's out of the Bay.
Is it out of the boundary?
Just this
one.
Inside the Bay
we'll
area.
Allow
so we're letting her squeak in. We're making
yes.
an exception
yes,
because Chidi's here and that's Chidi's hometown.
Yeah.
I guess so. All right. You got how much time? 10 minutes roughly?
Yep.
To give us a call?
Yep.
Get those tickets?
Yep.
Come on.
Do it now, Annalyn. We look forward to your call.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I'm not a scam. I'm on the radio.
Shh, shh, you're on the on the radio. Shh. Shh, everyone quiet. You're on the radio.
Are
tell
you?
Everyone. Tell everyone in that family you better shut up or I'll come over there and make them shut up because you're about to be on the radio.
Okay.
Okay, you're actually on the radio
yeah,
now.
So no cussing or whatever
yeah, yeah.
you're just doing to your kids.
Yes, well, when my kids are in school.
Okay, good. Oh, where they should be. Good job, Mom.
Who are you reprimanding?
My husband. He thinks it's a scam.
It is not a scam. It definitely is.
Annalyn just said that she verified it is the real
yep.
you. You just won these tickets for Disneyland.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God.
This is exactly what a really good scam would sound like, though.
Right.
Like, you
do
know, like
scammy?
The scam artist, the scam artists call you up and they're like, what? And you're like, oh, yeah, here's my social security number. And we're like, we'll take that.
Mother's maiden name.
Yeah.
Name of first pet. Hey, Annalyn, congratulations. Yeah, four tickets for 2 day, one park per day ticket so you and the fam can get out
Woo.
There for Halloween time, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're
Yay,
welcome. All right, hang on. We're going to get some info from you.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so I misspoke a little before. Taylor Swift will not be testifying in the Justin Baldoni Blake Lively trial. At least not that we know yet, but she will be deposed.
Okay.
Which is just as good, if you ask me. Now,
yeah,
according to
she's got
to
say some stuff, right?
Yeah, according to these new court documents, she is going to be sitting down in front of lawyers to answer all of their questions late next month. It's going to be happening after October 20th. Apparently, Justin Baldoni's team told the courts it can't happen before then because Taylor is unavailable, probably doing press for her new album, which will be out at that time. Again, if you're wondering why Taylor Swift is relevant to the case, well, remember, this is the reason why she and Blake Lively aren't friends anymore, because Blake kept name-dropping her as one of her dragons to Justin. Like, fear me, Taylor Swift is my dragon.
Nerd.
And yeah, and so she was even subpoenaed back in May. And so this is just the next step, a deposition next month.
Got it.
I'm still so shocked that this is still going on.
It's been dragging on a year?
Yeah.
Has it been a full year?
Yeah. Well, sort of, but I didn't think they were even going to make it to the trial
almost
date,
year.
Which is next year. But now I believe it.
Yeah,
no,
it's not until
not
March.
Down.
Yeah, the trial is not until March, so they got a lot of things to do up until then. But I like that Taylor is going to probably be saying some juicy things, and I can't wait to hear it. All right, Graham.
She's a dragon.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, get ready, Niner fans. Let's get you ready for Sunday's game in New Orleans against the Saints. The Niners have confirmed that quarterback Brock Purdy going to miss this game with a toe and shoulder injury. So backup quarterback Mac Jones, he's going to be under center. Let's just pray that Purdy is ready to go next weekend. I know they've said 2 to 5 weeks, possibly. I'm hoping these injuries aren't as bad as that, because I am not here for the Mac Jones experiment. I did not want to see this in this 2025 season. Although Mac Jones has been a starter in the league, so he is a very capable player, and the Saints aren't that good, so I'm hoping the Niners can still put together a decent game. Niners are also going to be without George Kittle. That's going to make things tough. He hit the IR with his hamstring injury. Going on the IR means you have to miss a minimum of 4 games. So we're not going to see George Kittle for a little while. That is no good. And Niners' new kicker, Eddie Pinheiro, he's going to make his debut in this game. So everybody think good thoughts for him. We need some good kicking karma to come our way finally after the years of stress with Jake Moody. But so long, he's no longer with the team. Niners-Saints kicks off at 10 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
I think my kids have soccer pictures virtually at that same time.
Well,
when you have
it.
To make the choice, you pick the Niner game, obviously.
And your wife takes the kids.
one can only hope. But I think they're at the same time, opposite places. Major stress. And you can't like record the game and then watch it on delay because all your buddies are texting you like, no, or like, oh my God. And then, you know, and you can't look at your phone.
Can you watch it? Can you watch it on your phone?
Yeah,
while you're driving?
Yeah, I definitely could. It's not advised.
Not recommended.
Don't
do that. Don't
do
that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's Wild 94.9, The JV Show.
Buenos dias, JV Show familia. Happy Friday. Woo, woo. Derek from San Jose. Curly coming to you from Seattle. Yes, sir. Just bringing the JV Show everywhere I go, everywhere to my travels. I'm sorry that I got to you guys in Hawaii. Trying to be number one. But, hey, Graham, let me know. What's it going to be? Number one in Seattle?
Have you checked our ratings in Seattle?
I have,
Graham?
And we've got David, our loyal Seattle listener, and he leaves us talkbacks. And so I've checked after he left us one last week, and JV Show, number one in Seattle.
Yeah! Thank you.
Much. Shout out to
thank
the Space Needle.
Woo. All right, Cheaty, no offense, you tweet a lot. It's just, it's become your thing. You and Twitter are just like synonymous now, which is not really a compliment. But it's all good.
It's not very current for 2025.
Yeah, Friday mornings, you're in here where Graham does a dramatic reading.
I need to go to New Orleans, like, ASAP. I'm pretty sure my husband is out there. The accent is so OMG. In love. What?
Cheaty.
I was on TikTok and there was this... Before You page was just bringing me New Orleans men, and oh my God, they're so fine. And the way they say baby.
Really? Oh.
I have never heard, this is the first I've ever heard anybody remark about the New Orleans accent.
Really?
You want to just talk about crawfish and stuff all day?
No, they could just say baby, and I'll be fine. That's the only thing they could say. Have you not heard them say baby before?
What does it sound like?
Try I can't do it.
Just try.
Yeah, you have to try now.
Baby. I don't know.
that creeps me out. Mildly uncomfortable
that was
right
creepy.
Now. One more try, Cheaty. Yeah, one more try, Cheaty.
No,
time.
It's okay.
Okay.
So what is stopping you from going?
And why not this weekend? Niners are in town playing the Saints.
I'm actually going to Ohio this weekend.
Oh,
what?
Why?
For a wedding. But
where
New Orleans
whereabouts?
Huh?
Where in Ohio?
Oh, I think Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, that's the one decent part of Ohio.
Okay. I don't know anything about Ohio.
I've never heard anything about Ohio ever.
I don't know anything about Ohio, so.
Cleveland? Nothing?
The Cleveland Browns?
There you go.
There you go. Bone Thugs?
Yeah.
I know that.
Ooh.
That's it. That's
okay.
All I know.
Yeah.
And so no New Orleans plans because you're certain that your husband is there.
But why do you have to go there to meet someone when there's like, I don't know, the internet and social media and you can just like find someone from there?
It's not the same. It's not the same. I had to go there and experience their culture.
And yeah, so what is your, so like what's your plan? Like you arrive,
Mardi
you land,
Gras.
Get off.
Mm-hmm, I'm trying to go to Mardi Gras.
Oh. But that's all tourists. It's,
you
it's
got
everyone.
You got a flash to get some beads.
Oh yeah. Yeah, would you flash? Would you show some?
No.
How are you going to get it? You're going to walk around beadless?
No, I'll buy my own.
Oh no. You're a social Titanic if you buy your own beads. Like people can tell that you've bought them.
Oh no.
That's no good. Making banana bread again? Mm. Are you in your banana bread era, Cheaty?
I am. Once I started learning how to make it, it is so easy and I love making it.
That sounds delicious.
It is.
Why didn't you
chocolate
that
chips
some?
Or no chocolate chips?
Oh, I don't put chocolate chips.
What?
You put chocolate chips in banana bread?
Hella people do that.
Really?
Hella people do that.
Oh, I didn't see that in the
I have never had
recipe.
Banana bread with chocolate chips.
Never?
Neither. No. Neither.
I have like walnuts.
Or
like,
you put nuts.
You guys
in
have
yeah.
never
filled
lived.
With nuts.
Oh,
a lot of nuts.
There's a million recipes with chocolate chips in it. I could go either way. They're good. It's good with chocolate chips in there. Also good without. Nah, walnuts. I'm not really big.
But if you're in your baking era, hello, three hungry people sitting right here.
Yeah, we love
banana bread. Goods.
I'm actually busy that day. Sorry, guys.
Oh, of course.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
Of course.
Thanks a lot. I really am convinced that the LOML is not in the Bay Area. IDK, but I can just feel it. What's a LOML? What's
love
a LOML?
Of my life.
Oh.
Yeah. He's in New Orleans?
Yeah, he is in New Orleans.
Oh.
You're certain about that?
I'm like 100%.
Why
but you
not?
Thought Texas once. I think once you were like, I got to go to Texas.
Every week.
The
oh, my God. My astrology sign said I'm going to meet the love of my life in Austin, Texas.
Really?
So it might be
so
Texas,
so that has
too.
To be true.
Yeah.
So which one is it?
Maybe he's from New Orleans and I meet him in Austin, Texas. I think that's what it is.
Each and every, like you guys pointed out, because Chidi has mentioned a lot of different cities about where her man is and just continues to just take a number two all over the Bay Area men. Is there anything you'd like to say to them or something that they could do better to maybe step their game up to match the high heights of guys in New Orleans that say, baby, or whatever you just said? What's like, come on, give the Bay Area guys a chance here, Chidi. Like,
the thing is, you can ask any woman who's dating out here, you've given them chances and they're not following through.
I think that's lumping it into too big of a stereotype. Like, is if you go to another city and there's a higher percentage of great guys there. Like, guys are guys across the board.
Right, but maybe they feel the same way about women in their hometown, and they want someone who's not from there as well. So when you meet somebody, you know, from out of town, then they want someone from out of town, too, and you guys are like a match made in heaven.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of, lot of dominoes that gotta fall.
So
I think you just gotta go with a baby. Can you say it again, Chidi? Because I don't know how guys in New Orleans say baby. Oh, my loins are ablaze. I don't know about you ladies. But can't wait to go to New Orleans. Narlands, as they say.
I can't breathe. Chidi, you just have to do it one more time. Just one.
Baby.
That's getting better. Yeah, I like that.
Too much cackling on the JV show.
Dial
cut
back
it out.
We're
having too much fun on a Friday.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV crew. It's like without the haircut. You know, listening to Chidi right now, it just had me thinking. My wife was from Dixon, so my sister-in-law was here over the week. And I told her, hey, if you ever go to Dutch Brothers, say hi to Chidi for me. Tell her, you know, it's Edgar without the haircut. And then my sister-in-law said, oh, which Dutch Brothers? There's two in Dixon. What? Dixon has two Dutch Brothers and Pittsburgh can't get one? What?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Also, why is he calling, isn't it Dutch, just Dutch Bros? Or do people actually call it Dutch Brothers?
I think, like,
I thought Dutch Brothers.
Yeah, it's Dutch Brothers, really? But people just say Dutch Bros.
Call it Dutch Brothers.
It sounds really weird when
Dutch
people say
Bros?
Yeah, the population of Dixon, California, 18,988, and they've got two Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
And Chidi, would you like to shout out the location that people may find you at so they can go say hello?
And your schedule?
Yeah, well, I don't have my schedule yet, but it's going to be the one by Walmart.
Oh, Walmart.
Yeah,
right. Dixon has a Walmart, too?
Get your
dubs
up. Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Dubs up, dubs up.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Henry from Pittsburgh. Hey, talking about Chidi's man in New Orleans, the way they say baby. Is it just me, or does it sound like Yogi Bear? Like, baby. Hey, baby. I don't know. Just saying. All right, have a good day, guys.
I thought the same thing.
No.
It doesn't sound like that when they say it. It only sounds like that when Chidi says it.
Yeah. You know, I'm not from New Orleans, so.
But this is what she said, sets her loins ablaze, the way that they say a baby in New Orleans, their accent. One more try, Chidi. Yeah, I don't
see it. Yeah. It ain't doing it for me.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.